we realized, and this was one of the main results of the report, is that gender equality in and through education, especially among the most vulnerable, like refugee girls, will not occur without a strong political commitment at the broader societal level. And this, for example, we talked and we heard about child forced marriage. This is one thing. But it also means that we need to think about interventions that are not piecemeal. So what is needed is really a holistic approach to the challenges of the girls and the boys faces in specific contexts like emergencies and displacement. So education sector plans that are responsive but to gender responsive, but also a series of interventions that are thought together and carried out together. Mm-hmm. And lastly, I think what is very important is that the removal of barriers, financial barriers, procedural barriers, and administrative barriers. So, for example, not asking for documentation that may be very difficult to have when you are displaced, or to prove qualification. So, for example, prior qualification is very difficult for someone that has been displaced. And UNESCO has this passport that is the refugee qualification passport that is piloting in Zambia right now. Mm-hmm. So these are initiatives that really cover a lot of areas and is also thinking about monitoring what's going on. So data is really very important, and keeping an eye on what's going on and how things evolve over time is really important.
Thank you. Oops. Just about to...